The ancient medicine passed down from Hippocrates, the famous Greek doctor of the 5th century BC, rested on the concept of the body being governed by four cardinal humours: blood, lymph, also called phlegm, yellow bile and black bile, supposedly produced by the spleen. This theory survived so long that traces are still found in today's language. A phlegmatic person was one whose character was determined by a preeminence of lymph. A melancholic is one who produced too much black bile, etc. The Hippocratic notion of good health was having an ideal balance of the four humours. This balance was incessantly exposed to outside disorders such as poor food, climatic or cosmic variations. Illness set in when there was an excess of one humour, the worst case being too much black bile, believed to be cold and dry, the very opposite of the living body. Medicines were thus administered to purge the excess humour from the body. Purging was often carried out with dangerous, often highly poisonous plants. Caper spurge and other euphorbiaceae, bitter apple, balsam apple, bryony, spurge laurel and so on. But there were some less extreme purges, such as dog's mercury, polypody, and a variety of mallows. Though local traditional medicine ceased to recognise the four humours, traces of the notion remained in expressions such as l'écrasse du corps, or bodily filth, which needed to be expunged, usually through purification of the blood. In Haute-Provence, when people speak of purging the blood, it still meant in the medieval sense of the word, that the body needs to be evacuated of its bad humours. For this, people use bitter herbs, the depuratif of modern popular medicine, and the aperitif of old clinical medicine: burdock, horehound, germander, speedwell, climbing nightshade, etc. Plants that are said to get the bad out.